Welcome to Spirit Dad's Coaching and Tracking's new Podbean channel. I'm Donna Brinkworth. I'm a professional coach and I've been teaching tracking since 1995. And I've been tracking since 1989. The first workshop I attended was with Glenn Johnson, the author of Tracking Dog in Thunder Bay. Podcasts on this channel will occur once a week, focusing on three levels of training. And I'm inviting you to train along with me as I work with my three dogs. There's Finn. He's a four-month-old Border Collie pup who's just starting out. Then there's Micah, a two-year-old German Shepherd who is TD ready. And she's been trained to UTDX using my own methods. She was doing UTDX tracks by the time she was 6 months old. Finn will be trained the same way so that by the fall, he'll be working on all surfaces and ages. Then once the fun and motivation are locked in, I'll reel things back to put some fine points on control and obedience. And that's what I'm working on with Micah now. Finally, there's Ben, a 7-year-old Border Collie, who's a Canadian Kennel Club tracking champion, working on advanced tracking for hopeful master's legs and having fun. And lying at my feet while I'm talking right now is my tracking champion, Jet. She was my first tracking champion, and she's almost 14 now. And my second tracking champion was Caden von der Kleinen Vesa. Caden died of spinal cancer in 2015. He was a wonderful partner and tracking dog and taught me a lot. Ben was started in footstep tracking, like Caden, using IPO methods. Then he graduated to some RCMP methods that I learned from one of my mentors. The Spirit Dance tracking method has evolved since I first began to instruct in 1995. I always tell people I'm like a bird gathering things to make a nest, experimenting, reading, learning, and sharing as I study tracking since I started actually in 1989, as I mentioned, which is 30 years ago. It's hard to believe. Over the years, I've stopped doing other things that interested me. I joined the Canadian Kennel Club in 1976, so I'm a lifetime member now, 43 years. I did obedience, fly ball. I still love herding, but after an episode with cancer in 2003, when I recovered, I realized tracking was really what I loved. I also love the natural sport of herding that dogs love, which is why I've gravitated to Border Collies, but they can track too, and all dogs can track. That's the fantastic thing about CKC tracking. I'm most excited about the new science of scent now and how it's evolved over the years. It lets us peek into the world that our dogs know so well. Science is moving so quickly, it's almost impossible to keep up with scent theory. This signals a time for some major shifts in how we scent-challenged humans perceive that dogs follow tracks, whether laid for tests or put down by victims or criminals in real-life scenarios. In many cases, our current training supports our dogs, particularly in field settings. However, science is showing scent diffusion, scent spread, scent flow, and even scent absence are all factors we need to understand in the more complex urban scenarios. More and more people are starting in urban and focusing on urban tracking, as it's hard to access fields. I train all of my dogs and I introduce all of my students to urban tracking very soon in their tracking career. Our traditional, very tidy, human-designed straight lines don't always lend themselves to optimal success in urban settings, leading at times to frustration and failure in tracking tests. Knowledge of scent flow and plotting with scent flow in mind will definitely showcase dogs' abilities and facilitate passes at the beginner urban level. At advanced tests, it's the handler's job to be aware of the environment, to be spatially aware, and to be able to read their dogs over the course of an urban track. What may appear to be a simple linear track can present one scent problem after another to the team. These challenges range from diffusion to absence of scent molecules that the dog is tracking. I believe we can teach our dogs to unravel this very early in their tracking training through exposure and behavior shaping that enables us to read them and to respond with appropriate handling. In my training method, I unpack this so that students quickly move from trenches and footsteps to making use of clear, small scent pictures in urban settings. Progress is incredibly fast. I've been testing my theories and improving on them, first with my own dogs, of course, then in person at seminars and in lessons, and finally by sharing them online to make sure people can learn at a distance and succeed by following through my online instruction. This helps me as I put together my book. The success stories since online training started are extremely exciting. From TDs to tracking champions earned by students I've never met located across Canada. I've been plotting for CKC tests using the idea of flow and incorporating my ideas about scent in urban settings as well. And when I judge, this has led to some very encouraging pass rates, of course, by some very talented teams. So in these podcasts, I will be sharing my ongoing training and tracking musings. On the client-only pages, I'll be supplementing the podcasts with some hardcore tracking info, including live video, where you can walk with me as I lay tracks, maps, apps, handouts, theory, tips, and of course, performance coaching. As a professional coach, I want to make sure that you are test ready with all of the right handling moves and dance steps in tracking. This is the final step before I publish my book. Thank you to all of the trackers who have been on this journey with me. Literally, well, I tried to count. It's well over 100 people have earned titles who have trained directly with me. That is one of the things that makes tracking special to me, is helping people on their tracking journey. Things that make tracking special to everyone are that tracking appeals to the heart and the head. The trust and relationship in tracking is unlike other dog sports. Training is intense and time-consuming. It can make your legs hurt and it makes your head hurt. It's a natural drive that dogs love. Once introduced to it, they don't ever forget. I've seen dogs that were introduced to tracking come back years later and pick up as if only a day has passed. I've seen puppies do well, and I've seen seniors do well and pass tests. Dogs are the experts. We let them track, but we also shape their behavior so it works for us so that we can follow and read them, two of the harder skills in tracking. Good handling is a dance between familiar partners. You can support your partner or you can trip them up. In my method, I do use my skill as a professionally trained coach to help you with your performance. We are not just dummies at the end of the line. We have an important role to play if we want to be the best team possible. And we all do. Our job, I always say, is to make our dogs the best they can be. Finally, to close for today, the one thing I've found about tracking is that it's a wonderful metaphor for life. And to those who become ardent trackers, the activity becomes more than a sport or hobby. It literally weaves itself into the fabric of our lives like the woven strands of a beautiful old tracking line. My wishes for you are that you enjoy tracking, love the activity and the exercise, the fresh air and the learning. That you build a strong relationship with your dog, doing something you can enjoy together from your dog's puppyhood to senior years. To learn with each dog and from each dog. And to find happy, meditative times of trust on the track and joyful sharing with fellow trackers along this journey. And that's podcast number one. Next time, I'll share how I'm starting my newest puppy, Finn. Remember to visit the Spirit Dance tracking page spiritdance.ca to sign up for the client-only pages if you would like some details about each tracking session and personal coaching. God bless. This is Donna signing out. Thank you for listening. Happy tracking.